Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
All right, this is an interesting topic. How important is organic when you're doing keto? So first of all, what is organic? Well, it means that you're not using synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, antibiotics, certain food additives. You're not irradiating your food. You're not using sewage sludge, and I'm not kidding, they use sewage sludge in certain animal feeds. And if you're doing organic, you're not using genetically modified seeds. Now, you also have livestock that's organic. That means you're using feeds that are not using pesticides, certain fertilizers, certain antibiotics, et cetera, et cetera. And there's different levels of organic. You have 100% certified organic, you have just organic. So these foods might be like 80% organic or 50% organic or 98% organic. So there's different levels of organic. Now, if something's organic, doesn't mean they're not using some type of pesticide, but that pesticide typically is less toxic. So maybe they're using a detergent instead of a pesticide. Maybe they're using lime sulfur or hydrogen peroxide. All right, so now let's just take a look at several things. Number one, the benefits of keto. Just because something is organic doesn't make it keto. Just because something's keto doesn't make it organic. It's apples and oranges, two completely different things. Keto is all about low carb. It's about lowering your insulin. It's about getting your body to run on ketones. There are huge benefits of doing just keto, regardless of whether you're doing organic or not. Of course, there's always an ideal situation, right? You have all organic food, you grow your food in your garden, or you get your food from a farmer's market. That way you have the healthy version of keto, which is high quality ingredients, which means nutrient dense and none of the bad stuff. Then we come down the scale all the way down to fast food, right? But it can also be dirty keto, okay? So you're still maintaining that low carb, but the ingredients are pretty crappy. Well, that's better than not doing keto, okay? And I even think it's better than doing organic ingredients, but high carb. I really do. So if you have a choice between fast food, keto, and organic food, but high carb, I would actually do the fast food keto because the benefits of low carb are so huge. And then we have a few things in between. We have conventional factory farming foods, farm-raised fish, then we have grain-fed animal products. Now this is probably a step up a little bit above fast food if you're gonna do keto, but that also depends on your ingredients. A lot of the fast foods out there are very high in soy oil, corn oil, canola, and so that adds a layer of highly inflammatory food. And then we step it up to organic keto foods, right, from the grocery store. And that's becoming more and more popular. But there's also the factor of where are they growing these ingredients. Let's say they're growing this food, this organic food, on empty soils. And so there's very low nutrients in the plant. There's a huge difference between buying organic food at the grocery store versus growing it yourself. And that's why I put this scale here. We have different levels of health. And I just wanted to kind of graph this so you can see the different levels, because we also have the wild-caught fish, the grass-fed beef, which is different than organic. And realize there's huge benefits in just doing keto, but there's additional benefits if you can take it up a notch and add the organic in there, the wild-caught foods, the grass-fed, and even going to the farmer's market or growing food in your own garden. Thanks for watching. Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.